This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 40% of law enforcement agencies, including the NYPD and Los Angeles Police Department, failed to report their 2021 crime data to the FBI. That will result in more difficulty tracking crime in America. A string of troubling inflation reports in recent days is likely to lead Federal Reserve officials to consider surprising markets with a larger-than-expected 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase at their meeting this week. Before officials began their pre-meeting quiet period on June 4th, they had signaled that they were prepared to raise interest rates about a half percentage point, and then again in July. But the market's deteriorating faster than expected, tougher decisions may come sooner than later. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary, Lawrence Summers, on Bloomberg.
It's pretty clear that peak inflation theory, like transitory inflation theory, is kind of wrong.
USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Boston Public Transportation is having a problem with citizens urinating in public.
The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority in Boston hopes a new program will tackle the problem of public urination in its elevators. They're launching a pilot program in August, which urine detection sensors will be placed on 4 downtown elevators. The sensors will alert transit ambassadors who can dispatch a cleaning crew. It's not a new idea. MARTA in Atlanta launched a similar pilot about a decade ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Record flooding and rock slides following a burst of heavy rains prompted the rare closure on Monday of all 5 entrances to Yellowstone National Park. The entire park, spanning parts of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, will remain closed to visitors, at least through Wednesday, as officials assess damage to roads, bridges, and other facilities. For more information, visit us online, usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Elon Musk is set to participate in an all-hands meeting with Twitter employees on Thursday. It will be the first time the billionaire has spoken directly to the company's workforce since he began his takeover in April. Twitter CEO announced the meeting in an email to staffers on Monday, saying they could submit questions for Mr. Musk in advance. Primary elections are taking place today in Maine, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Nevada. In the Silver State, it's mostly Republican, with the exception of Las Vegas and Clark County. It leans Democrat, and because of that, the state has been blue for years. Trump-endorsed and Senate candidate Republican Adam Laxalt says Nevada is not a blue state and will flip red.
Well, there was a poll that was released the day after the one you just put on the screen that said it was 26 points, and that internal that he claims to have was never released to the public. So I think that's about all I have to say about that. We feel very strong. We've run a great race, and we've got incredible support across the state. And I'll tell you, this last week, we went into nearly every community across the state, and the enthusiasm for us and for Republicans to flip our state, I've never seen anything like it.
Nevada Senate candidate Adam Laxalt on Newsmax overnight. The best of 7 Stanley Cup championship games begins tomorrow night. Tampa Bay Lightning at the Colorado Avalanche. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And back with us is Steve Forbes, his new book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. Mr. Forbes, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, thanks. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've been looking forward to this. You know, some people have said, what good has ever come out of Morristown, New Jersey? And I say, well, you don't know Steve Forbes. What are you thinking?
I'm sure there's some others.
Well, that's okay. Well, we're going to enlighten them right now. And I tell you, there's so many of us have been looking forward to this conversation with you, Steve, because, you know, the administration, talking heads, even their Democratic proponents have been trying to sell us on something that doesn't seem to make sense when it comes to inflation. But you have co-authored this book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. So let's start with what it is.
Well, inflation is when you have rising prices, and there are two sources of it. One is what you might call non-monetary inflation. You get a drought, crop prices are going to go up. You get the kind of lockdowns, sweeping lockdowns we had during the COVID crisis. That severely disrupted supply chains more than the experts expected. That has sent prices up. The Biden administration on the non-monetary side, waging war against energy, waging war against the rest of commerce in this country, unnecessarily raising costs of doing business. That raises prices. Then you have the even more ominous kind, because a non-monetary, the government just backs off, and someday it will. These things work themselves out. China's not going to lock down forever. The Ukrainian war will eventually be settled. But on the non-monetary side, Bill, is the monetary kind of inflation. That is the Federal Reserve undermining the value of the dollar by creating too much of it. And the big thing, and we discussed this in the book, is that last year, when the COVID crisis was beginning to abate, the Federal Reserve, even though it didn't have to do it, deliberately created massive amounts of new money, $2 trillion. Now, they're using a gimmick to try to keep that money from flooding the economy, but it's starting to leak out. So whenever you create too much money, somebody compared it to having 10,000 tickets for a game and only 5,000 seats, you're going to have a shortage. So, too, the Federal Reserve has created too much money, and we're paying a price for it. And one of the things we point out in the book is when governments do these bad things, and they've done this for thousands of years, going back to Roman times, they always point fingers at everyone else, scapegoats. You know, in Roman times, they blame the Christians. Medieval times, they blame witches. Today, Joe Biden blames Putin. He blames the drug companies, meat processors, oil and gas companies, everyone but himself and his team.
Well, and the thing is, we supposedly elect these people to do right by the American people, and the American people have got to quit accepting these excuses and hold them accountable, because what is. I mean, you know, regardless, I mean, if the buck really stops with you, are you not responsible?
Absolutely. Harry Harry Truman, a Democrat president back after World War II, had a sign on his desk, the buck stops here. You got to accept responsibility and stop complaining about it, but do something about it. But this group in Washington does the exact opposite. Why are we begging Venezuela and Iran and Russia even and OPEC to produce more oil when we have plenty of it, gas and oil right here in America or in Canada? And why are they putting in new regulations that are going to make infrastructure projects even more difficult to get approval for? And this whole climate change thing, huge cost. They are doing everything they can to muck the economy up, and then they blame others.
Well, and this is the thing that's shocking and frustrating for the everyday American, Steve, is that this all is intentional. Some people want to say, well, it's incompetence, but I think that gives them too much credit to say it's incompetence, because you have to have some level of competence to be incompetent. And there's no evidence of that. I'm sorry. But, you know, you know, this is obvious. I mean, even a fifth grader would say, oh, okay, we don't have oil. What do we do? Oh, we got oil in the ground. Let's go get oil. I mean, really? It's just that simple. But yet for this government and this administration, they have made it purposely complex and difficult and impossible. It's like they want us all begging here, Steve.
Well, they want to have a small group of far leftists controlling American life, turning us into a socialist nation, to be perfectly blunt about it.
Right.
In the old days, they thought you had to acquire companies, nationalize them. No, you dominate them through regulation. You make sure everything you do has to have government permission, or they'll come after you. And so that hurts business startups. It hurts business investment. And that means ultimately a lower standard of living. And these far leftists don't care if they lose the November election. They figure if they do enough bad stuff in the meantime, it'll be very, very hard to reverse it. They're wrong. I think we can reverse it, but they're going all out, and that's why Biden's not going to change until after the November elections.
Right.
Forced change. Because a lot of Democrats, this is a good thing, Bill, a lot of Democratic senators are running for re-election in 2024, and they don't want to have to pursue new opportunities. So I think you're going to see some real pushback for the first time against this crazy agenda of making things more expensive and less prosperity for the American people.
Well, we can only hope so. I mean, right now, what are we up to, over 30 Democrats that said, I'm not going to run for re-election in the midterms? That's quite the indication right there. And I know Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are trying to find another iteration of COVID to create a crisis for the midterms so that they might be able to manipulate the midterm elections.
Well, one of the things that's come out, and surprisingly came out of the World Health Organization, is they gave numbers from early 2020 to the end of 2021 on what they call excess mortality. That is death rates that were higher than normal thanks to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the countries that did best on that was Sweden. Sweden did not have lockdowns, did not have indoor mask mandates, did not shut schools, tried to keep the economy on an even keel, and they had one of the best results, far better than a lot of countries that have these drastic lockdowns and COVID restrictions. They weren't necessary. So I hope we push back and say, let's be sensible and commonsensical about it. But all sides to making things more costly.
Exactly. And here we are talking to turn over our health sovereignty to the World Health Organization, which, you know, you look at here we've got great news about Sweden, but look what the World Health Organization did during COVID, Steve. I mean, it wasn't like you, I mean, I can't say anything positive to say, I'm sure they were there, right?
The opposite. Yeah, they recommended the opposite of what Sweden did. Sweden was fiercely criticized by Fauci, Dr. Fauci, and others, the WHO. And by the way, why is China so influential in the WHO? Why is Russia still in the WHO? Trump was right on that one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Get out.
And then, yeah, and here we are. And if that's not enough, you've got Zuckerberg, the social media oligarchs who jumped in and protected the WHO as well. Because if you said anything, I mean, I got canceled several times because I talked to doctors who were on the front line saying, no, this is the smart thing to do. Well, the WHO didn't agree with it. Neither did Facebook. So we're canceled. We're talking with Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, and we've got more after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
It's after the top of the hour. Steve Forbes continues with us, the chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, co-author of Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. Well, we know what it is. We're experiencing it. Yes, your eyes are not lying to you, I will say to you. Steve, we know why it's bad. We're feeling it, but address it in terms of how you address it in your book. Why is inflation bad?
Well, it's bad not only for raising the cost of living and undermining people's ability to get ahead in the world, but also it undermines what we call social trust. It has a social cost. It undermines faith that playing by the rules will get you ahead. You know, if you trust the money, I don't have to know you, you don't have to know me, and we can do transactions with each other. And in a way, it increases trust. You may not love your neighbor, but you sure want to sell to your neighbor. So commerce is actually, in this imperfect world, a very humanizing concept of providing people, trying to persuade people. And there was a book that came out years ago called When Money Dies, about the German hyperinflation of the early 1920s, which made possible, destroyed the currency in Germany, made possible, created the conditions for the rise of Adolf Hitler. And one of the things the book points out is that before that hyperinflation, Germany was one of the most law-abiding nations on earth. Everyone obeyed the rules. With the hyperinflation, you couldn't survive by obeying the rules, and so lawlessness took over. You live for today, not for tomorrow. No faith in the future, no faith in everything. And that was a hyperinflation, but we're experiencing the slow motion kind of that, undermining trust, exacerbating social issues, looking for scapegoats. That poisons the political atmosphere. So people start to turn on one another, and people don't understand what's going on. Why is my grocery bill now $200 a week instead of $100 a week?
Exactly.
What happened here?
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is, you know, this is an excellent point, because we're going down this slippery road, and it's like the environment is ripe for, you know, this lawlessness and criminal activity. People are frustrated. They don't know exactly why. They just know they're frustrated, and they're acting out. And look what's happening in the streets of America today, Steve, to your point.
That's right. And so it ties together in ways that people don't realize. John Maynard Keynes, the famed British economist, got a lot of things wrong, but he got one thing right. He said, when you debauch the currency, as he put it, you undermine all the laws of moving ahead, all the laws of creating prosperity and resources. And he said that not one person in a million understands what's happening. You know, imagine for a moment, let's play a mind game. Imagine for the moment the Federal Reserve was in charge of the Time Bureau, and they came up with the idea that they added 30 seconds each day to the hour, that would increase productivity over time because people would be working longer at the same pay. People would start to wonder, what's going on? Am I working longer? What's happening? Because you can't trust the hour anymore. Well, that's the kind of thing you do with money. You need stable value for money, and when it's unstable, in ways we don't fully grasp, it undermines the fabric of society.
It infects all the institutions, does it not?
Yes.
Yeah.
You feel you get ahead by who you know, cronyism, speculation, instead of honest work, producing good products and services. It's corrosive, whether it's slow motion, as we've been experiencing over recent decades, or the fast kind that you saw in Germany in the early 1920s.
Exactly.
Venezuela today.
I was going to say, I've got a couple of friends from Venezuela, two attorneys who have come in, and they've shown pictures of Venezuela before and after. And it is amazing, Steve. Even when you just look at the landscape, it goes from bright to dark. And the difference is Marxism and communism. And they are shocked. They are fearful and shaking in their boots over what they see here in America. They cannot believe it. And they're out there sounding the alarm saying, you've got to listen to us. This is exactly the way it unfolded in Venezuela. And here they are today eating out of the back of trash trucks, inflation up over 1,000%.
That's right. And people turn on each other. They don't understand why it's happening, and people know it's wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. So that's why we've got to tackle this inflation. It's not just that it raises the cost of living, which is going to be devastating for people, but also just undermines the whole social system that we have. And that's why Keynes and others have pointed out, if you want to undermine a society, undermine freedom, start undermining the currency, and that will do the job for you.
Steve, what is it like for you? I have to think, because, I mean, we're having a common sense conversation about this, and your book is such a breath of fresh air compared to what we see on television with these talking heads, the president, whether it's the spokesman or press secretary, talking about inflation and these things that we know do not add up. The common sense American sits at their dining table and goes, these guys are nuts. And here you are, you see all this, you see their trajectory in this. This has to be frustrating for you. And this book, a bit of, a bit of a catharsis, maybe an answer back to the silliness that we're exposed to. But meanwhile, the American people are paying the price here. What is this like for you? I can only imagine that it must be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. You just hear these screeches out of these talking mouths sometimes.
You do, but that's why you're doing what you're doing. That's why I'm doing, and our two co-authors are doing with this book. You fight back. You put out the truth. You try to make the case. And that's the whole basis of our country, is that if you get out there and debate these things and keep at it, even when they throw stuff in your way, ultimately truth will triumph and will make changes. This is one advantage that this country has over authoritarian countries like China and Russia and others, or even in strong bureaucratic countries. You know, we think we have it bad here. Just look at some of those European countries, is that when things go wrong, we can make corrections. We still have that flexibility. I remember, I'm old enough to remember the 1970s, a decade of malaise, super high inflation, terrible interest rates, and the economy going nowhere, and people thought America was in terminal decline. We had a president saying, you know, learn to wear sweaters inside because you can't, you have to turn down the thermostat in wintertime. And the country bounced back. And in the 80s, starting with Ronald Reagan. And so we've done it before. We've seen bad movies before, and we can turn it around. So that's why we did the book, and that's why you do what you do and what I do and others are doing. We're not going to let the bad guys win.
So how do we fix this, Steve? I mean, everyday consumer, how can they manage through this this hot mess that the government is giving us?
A hot mess? Short term, you do what people are doing, having to make tough decisions on what you buy and what you don't buy, going looking for bargains and the like. But also you start making your voices heard, as parents are starting to do on the bad schools they suddenly saw during COVID lockdowns. That was a shock for many people. And in terms of investing, you make careful investments in the hard assets and the like. I believe you should own a little bit of gold, not a lot, but some coins, not as an investment, but as a hedge against the stupidity of our leaders in Washington and the Federal Reserve. But that's why short term you cope as best you can, but also you lay the foundations, as we did in the 1970s, to turn this thing around and make your anger heard to your representatives, state legislators, government leaders. I mean, in New York, I live in New Jersey where things are pretty bad, and in New York they're bad. You know, we've got a governor in New York who wants to put in a big climate change thing that would cost more of the money than I think exists in New York State. And she's doing it because she figures she won't be around when the damage is done. And so we got to keep speaking out against that kind of utter destructiveness. And Joe Biden, you know, I think he almost appointed Kamala Harris as his VP as insurance.
Maybe so. Steve Forbes has been our guest, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, co-author of Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. A must-read, ladies and gentlemen, for times such as this. You need to be empowered. Knowledge is power, and this will lead you to the right action. Mr. Forbes, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for all the great work that you do on behalf of the American people. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bill. And stop printing the money and we'll be fine. Eventually we'll make it happen.
You got it. I'll give you the last word. Take care. Thank you, Steve.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 40% of law enforcement agencies, including the NYPD and Los Angeles Police Department, failed to report their 2021 crime data to the FBI. That will result in more difficulty tracking crime in America. A string of troubling inflation reports in recent days is likely to lead Federal Reserve officials to consider surprising markets with a larger-than-expected 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase at their meeting this week. Before officials began their pre-meeting quiet period on June 4th, they had signaled that they were prepared to raise interest rates about a half percentage point, and then again in July. But the market's deteriorating faster than expected, tougher decisions may come sooner than later. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary, Lawrence Summers, on Bloomberg.
It's pretty clear that peak inflation theory, like transitory inflation theory, is kind of wrong.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Our archives of these great interviews with all these guests, you know, Steve Forbes, you just heard. We got Al Parada coming up in just a moment. The entire library is right there available, no charge because we're givers. Just download, share them with your friends, your family. It's all about... It's about informing you, because we need to have an informed electorate. This isn't about 8-second soundbites. We get into the depth of the topic so that hopefully you know more than what you knew before you heard the interview. Well, Al Parada is going to be joining us. Al is the managing editor of Stream.org, and we got lots to talk about. Yes, including the J6 hearings. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How you been?
Hey, just all kinds of fun here. I mean, you know, this J6, I don't know, what do you call it? I mean, it really is a circus. I understand. It's got to be hard on Donald Trump, who's a counterpuncher, to keep his hands down and just let them flail at him and let them punch themselves out. Because they, at the end of the day, I mean, if you're a reasonable person, you can tell that this is so one-sided. And it's been said that, you know, you always have an idea of what has happened when you first hear about the story, but it's the response. It's usually the second person who comes in that really gives you true enlightenment and makes the first round of the first round narrative, kind of fade into the ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the American people are fair people. They like hearing both sides, especially something like this. They're open.
Yeah.
And
yes.
When it is clearly not open, when it's clearly not hearing from both sides, I think the natural inclination is to be very suspicious. You know, I mean, that's what we like, procedurals. I mean, why do you know, law and order has been on since,
yeah.
I mean, you know, they invented television practically. Again, the idea of process. We like we want to see. We like, we just went through the Johnny Depp trial. You wanted to hear both sides. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what really happened. We'll decide. It's part of the American sport, I think, fairness and hearing mm-hmm. both sides. So this hearing is, in that sense, a little bit self-defeating by not having, you know, not even allowing the other side. And so, yeah.
But this has become the personality of the Democratic Party, though, yeah. Al. That's really the bottom line. I mean, it's like, look, if you don't see it as we do, shut up, you're wrong. You know, and it's surprising because you watch this. I mean, even Bill Barr and his testimony in that, he says he didn't believe, he didn't see anything, but he didn't offer any kind of comfort other than his own opinion. That he thought maybe the president was a little bit disconnected. But why would you think that somebody, I mean, here is the attorney general, unless you're really sold out on the establishment, why would you not think for a moment that maybe, I mean, here is a successful businessman, a president of the United States, and he's very passionate about the fix-in. Was he just so sold on the fact that, or at least his perception, that Donald Trump is so loaded with ego that he has no reason whatsoever to think that the fix was in on the election?
Well, here's the thing. If you go back, one thing, if you remember, during this, I guess it was the summer, maybe even into the fall, Bill Barr mm-hmm. was warning about what a mess the drop boxes in the wide open mail-in balloting thing was going to be. He was warning
exactly.
About it.
Well, so we already had proof. We had a congressional investigation, 20 years ago, about the very same thing, that it would just be fraught with fraud. And so, you know, we ignore the warnings, and here these individual states bow to Mark Elias and the powerful Democratic entourage, the legal beagles, who come in and overwhelm them and threaten them and say, well, you know, it's COVID, it's all this other stuff, and scared the holy what have you out of them. And here they are changing the rules of the game in the middle of the game.
Yeah. Well, let's go back a little bit to Trump. He had very good reason to think the election was wrong. Something went wrong with mm-hmm. it, because all of the indicators that would indicate who would win an election were all in his favor. Plus, he knew all the shenanigans that were going on. He knew how that worked. Like you said, it was obviously going to happen. But this basic idea that, okay, I was robbed. Okay, Hillary Clinton's been saying that since 2016. Nobody's dragging her in front of the committee and accusing her of insurrection.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even though her followers were trying to burn, on Inauguration Day 2017, were trying to burn Washington. So
yes.
It's like, you know, let's get real here about this idea. Okay, you're allowed to feel, you know, I was robbed. I mean, you're a little bit to some degree. But Trump had reason to believe that.
And, yeah, exactly.
And the evidence since then that has been gathering bit by bit, because there's been a fight every single inch of the way, because Biden made no effort to try to go, hey, it was legit, let's show it was legit so everybody can accept that it was legit. No, he tried to jail everybody. Okay, that's kind of
right.
That itself is a clue. But everything that's been building since then has pointed to a massive effort to throw the election away from Trump. So
yeah, why would you have, Al, why would you have, again, anecdotal stuff? You got at least a thousand sworn affidavits of people saying something's fishy in their varying states and operations and voting centers. You've got a million people who show up on January the 6th to demonstrate their outrage of the results, their perception of the outrage. And, of course, you know, the Democrats call it the big lie, you know, and it's always interesting about the big lie is that what big lie are we talking about, right?
Yeah.
And because they have, I mean, look at either, you know, okay, let's just say for a moment, let's just pretend that they're exactly right, that Trump was just, you know, it was an absolute lie, that Joe Biden somehow incredibly, you know, was able to generate 81 million votes, 10 million more votes than an iconic figure like Barack Obama, 10 million more votes than Donald Trump, who got in that round, in his reelection attempt, got 10 million more than when in 2016, right? So here, in spite of those numbers that are just out of whack, you know, let's just say, okay, fine. He's the legitimate president. But like you said, why can't they prove that? Why can't they address it? But no, we're going to have a full committee hearing, and we're only going to talk about Donald Trump. We're not going to talk about, you know, the whole picture of why you had a million people descending on D.C. on January the 6th. You know, what motivated a million people? I mean, Donald Trump all by himself, just because this big lie, motivated a million people to come forth? You really believe that?
Well, here, let's twist that around. He was so able to convince everybody that it was a big lie that a million people showed up, yet he incited a riot that only a handful, a teeny tiny, teeny, teeny, teeny tiny percentage of those people participated in. That makes it contradictory right there. Here's another thing that's kind of interesting. This idea that they're pushing yesterday, that Trump knew it was a lie, he wanted to go at it to overthrow democracy. Now, let's remember that for 4 years, Donald Trump had the snot beaten out of him for 24-7. If Donald Trump lost the election legitimately and knew it, what's the worst thing that happens to Donald Trump? He takes his supermodel wife and goes back to a life of building resorts all over the most beautiful spots in the world and being a carefree billionaire without the headaches, without having to deal with Nancy Pelosi. I'd rather deal with a golf course greens, like being a little bit off, than deal with Nancy Pelosi. So even on that surface level, it makes no sense. He had that he'd want to stay in the swamp. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you bring up a point that people, I think, overlook so readily, and that is even, you know, the Media Research Center reported that at least 95% of all the mainstream reported on Donald Trump was purposely negative. 95%! I mean, that's no accident. And like you said, this is 24-7, 4 years. He's impeached twice, and now, as if that's not enough, in a sense, this is another impeachment process with all the stories. The only thing that's missing is Adam Schiff's make-believe stories and narrative that he...
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schiff is at it again, according to Tennessee Bob here. He reminded me that Schiff says that once again, they've got enough evidence on President Trump to prosecute him. But yet, the chairman of the J6 committee says they're not going to do any criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. And, of course, this has really caused, you know, the gray matter of the heads of some of the members on the committee to explode. So that gray matter that you're seeing splattered on your TV has been coming from that statement after the chairman of this J6 committee hearing had announced that there would be no criminal referrals. Interesting, Alperato. What do you make of that?
Wow, that's kind of interesting. You know, Axios was saying that members of the committee say they've got enough evidence to support a Justice Department indictment. So the fact that the chairman is saying, "No, we're not going to do that," is kind of interesting. But again, maybe the whole point is to try to stop Trump from running and to distract American people. So,
well, that's the total point. That's the total point. Everybody sees right through this. This is about, you know, the worst thing that could happen for the Democrats is that Trump runs in 2024. They are absolutely just crazed over that concept, shaking in their boots, because they know that the American people are going to have their eyes wide open at every polling station to make sure that the shenanigans are kept to a minimum, because the fact of the matter is there's going to be voter fraud no matter what happens. I mean, the Democratic Party, you know, has been doing. In fact, we interviewed Jeff Shepard, interesting book, by the way, on Nixon. And he was a very young attorney in the Nixon administration and said that so much of what's happening today is consistent with what happened during Nixon. And of course, we know the Democrats, they've cheated. I mean, you go back into 60s, speaking of Nixon, afterwards, here, you know, going into the 2020 election, the Democrats admitted, they said, well, you know, if the truth be known, there was voter fraud that happened with Nixon and Kennedy. Yeah. And they were able to, you know, fudge the numbers there in Illinois and also in Texas. And that's how Kennedy was able to get the presidency. I go, wait a minute. That's not some casual anecdotal statement. You know, that's a serious thing to make. Because then meanwhile, you got the Democrats who were so, you know, they're so beside themselves that they have managed to impeach just about every Republican Party, every Republican president in the modern era. Well, you know, and Trump gets the award because he's now looking at the third impeachment process.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Well, here's, I mean, you talk about Nixon. You got to understand he did forgive the Democrats enough to vote for Biden in 2020.
Right.
So that was, but yeah. The fact that they've been doing this the whole time. But here's the funny part. Here is the funny part. Let's suppose they're successful in pushing Trump out from running in 2024. There's Ron DeSantis waiting to run. And I'm sorry, I'd rather run against Trump than Ron DeSantis if I'm the Democrats. So it's like, we win, you know, Republicans win either way, whatever happens with this, because you either face, they're going to either face Trump or they're going to face DeSantis. And
exactly.
DeSantis is very strong. So they might look at that and go, we got to stop Trump, got to stop Trump. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Never mind. You know, because there's still those people who, for some reason, don't like Trump. But then again, I'd rather have his mean tweets and bombastic behavior than, you know, and have gas back under $2.
Gas and our shelves filled, you know, and no supply crisis, because the Biden administration, what they're preparing us for is, is food scarcity. You know, we've got energy scarcity. We're going to have food scarcity. I mean, the economy of America is crashing right before our eyes, all brought to you by the policies of Joe Biden, but yet they want us to believe that it's Putin's fault. I mean, this is the thing about the Democrats. I mean, I've had it up to here. It's always somebody else's fault. It's never their fault, Al.
Yeah. Here's the thing, again, I mean, I've said this over and over again, but here we are again, and it's June 2022. Of all the things that have gone wrong over the last, since Biden's been in office, all the screw-ups left and right, the only one at the White House who's been punished for their behavior and been let go has been the dog. Their dog, Major, was the only one who's been let go. So you know, at this point, you know, they don't care if people mess up. They don't care how badly people, you know, things get screwed up. I mean, you know, Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, should have been out the door given the supply chain crisis alone. I mean, you got to remember this.
Right.
During COVID, they wanted to get one of those Navy care ships up to New York, and it was going to take X number of days. The Navy says it's going to take X number of days. He says, no, I want it there in 48 hours or 72 hours. And they did it. Trump, you know,
right.
Trump will never allow this supply chain. He'd like, I don't care what it takes to get there. If I have to, you know, haul it over there myself with using my own private planes, we got to get these stuff moving. And it'd be, you know,
well, exactly.
You know, these guys say, whatever, it gets there when it gets there. It's not our fault. It's Putin's fault. It's all Putin's fault. So it goes back to the Ukraine war. Well, why is there a Ukraine war? Because Putin thought he could invade and get away with it. Why do you think that? Because Biden was president. So,
Biden sat on the information for over a year. I mean, here he is. I mean, what do you think, that Putin was staging, you know, 100,000 military people to go in and have s'mores that he could share with the Ukrainians there? Is that what he thought this was about? I mean, the thing is that Biden and Obama have been notorious for leading from behind. They don't know about coming in front. If we had to count on Biden and Obama to generate a vaccine, you know, with all the controversy and everything else, that aside, but to do something proactively about coming up with something that could help us deal with COVID, and they have no concept of an Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah.
They don't know about Warp Speed. They don't even know about speed.
Well, Well, this is an interesting thing about Biden, and I'm just this off the top of my head, so I might be totally wrong, and your audience can disagree with me. But Biden also seems to have a cynicism. Like, for example, the fact that the news that came out yesterday, that he kind of knew that this whole idea of pushing biofuels to reduce the price of gas, he knew it was his garbage, it wouldn't work, but he went along with it anyway. The sanctions against Russia, that's not going to work anyway. But, we'll push it on. It wasn't going to deter anybody. This is a cynicism. I haven't heard anybody talk about this with Biden. Well, it doesn't matter what we do. It's not going to work anyway.
Well, and the thing is that you hear just the opposite from guys like Chris Senator Coons, who is very articulate. The guy's an attorney. You think, okay, on the surface, pretty knowledgeable. And then you hear him talk about, Joe Biden as being such a preeminent expert when it comes to national security and international issues. And I'm going, what? you suddenly lose all credibility. And of course, he's on with Brett Baer. He can't even answer a straight question. And I get it. Look at, he's protecting his party. But, if I was Brett Baer, I'm just saying, okay, well, I know where you're coming from. So, you're just going to spout the Democratic talking points. You're really not going to help people understand. And it's clear you're not interested in helping the American people who are suffering, whose 401k is now a 201k. You've successfully crashed the markets. The energy sector, you've annihilated. And of course, our Department of Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, I mean, when you look at the cabinet of Joe Biden, it's like, I mean, could you amass such a group of combined incompetence?
No.
I mean, how do you do this?
I don't know.
A fifth grader would have had better choices.
Yeah, I you're exactly right, because I can't think of anybody in administration who's competent, who's a gamer. Jen Psaki was pretty good at her job, though she was manipulative and lied every single day. Okay, but pretty much none of them are anybody who'd be an A-lister. Right? Even if you've hated other past administrations, pick one. There's always at least a couple people in there who are gamers. There's nobody in here who's impressive, even in a Machiavellian sense.
Right.
But,
And when you need somebody at the border, Kamala Harris is MIA, Mayorkas, he can't figure it out. It's just at every turn, Buttigieg, what you said, when it comes to supply chain issues, and we're now on the brink of food shortage, and I thought it was quite interesting that the United Nations, if you remember last year, made the announcement that it was somehow going to be verboten, unethical, and everything else that the United Nations could say anything about weaponizing food shortage as a political weapon, that was not going to be accepted. And it's like, boy, was that a warning.
Yeah. I mean, this, and it's so unnecessary. Again, if you're going to go back to Putin, it's all about this Ukraine war. What has Biden done to stop it?
Exactly.
I'd rather be feeding people and not having people starve, even if it means Putin gets a little part of Ukraine, whatever. I mean, there's been no effort to bring peace over there, which would bring food stability. So
it goes back to what you said, Ali. Right, he doesn't have an idea, and that's not important with a globalist agenda movement. Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, boy, they've set the plan out, and Joe Biden is in lockstep with them right now. And forget about anything that supports the American people, and they're the furthest away from any kind of American first psychology or mentality, right?
Yeah, and it's a scary thing because we're the one paying the salary.
Well, we're paying the salary, and guess what? All these other countries are relying on us as the light of freedom. And look at it. If America goes under, I mean, we saw what happened in COVID. I mean, these nations were hurt severely financially, and the poverty levels rose dramatically because...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilkey.